Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Micah 7, the verses 1 to 7. Micah 7, 1 to 7. What misery is mine? I am like one who gathers summer fruit at the gleaning of the vineyard. There is no cluster of grapes to eat, none of the early figs that I crave. The faithful have been swept from the land, not one upright person remains. Everyone lies in wait to shed blood. They hunt each other with nets. Both hands are skilled in doing evil. The ruler demands gifts. The judge accepts bribes. The powerful dictate what they desire. They all conspire together. The best of them is like a briar, the most upright worse than a thorn hedge. The day God visits you has come, the day your watchmen sound the alarm. Now is the time of your confusion. Do not trust a neighbor, put no confidence in a friend. Even with the woman who lies in your embrace, guard the words of your lips. For a son dishonors his father, a daughter rises up against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the members of his own household. But as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me. In Micah 7, 1-7, the prophet Micah presents a lamentation over the moral and spiritual decay within the community. The text resonates with the challenges and complexities of our modern society. Verses 1-4 is about social injustice and distrust. In these verses, Micah paints a vivid picture of societal desolation. The absence of summer fruit symbolizes a community depleted of goodness and righteousness. Today, we witness social injustices, political unrest, and economic disparities that leave many people feeling disillusioned. The lack of ethical leadership and the erosion of trust can leave individuals yearning for the fruits of justice and fairness. The question to ask and try to answer at the end of the year is this: how do we respond to a society marred by injustice and distrust? Micah prompts us to recognize our role in fostering a community where the fruits of righteousness can flourish. This challenges us to advocate for justice, seek transparency, and work towards rebuilding trust in our social institutions. Verses 5 to 7 speaks of trust in God amidst unfaithfulness. Micah acknowledges the prevalence of unfaithfulness and warns against misplaced trust. These verses echo a sense of betrayal and highlight the difficulties in finding reliable companions. The breakdown of trust in relationships signifies a deeper spiritual crisis. My dear friends, in our interconnected yet fragmented world, the call to guard against misplaced trust remains relevant. Social and political upheavals can leave us questioning whom to trust. Micah's message encourages us to ground our trust in God, recognizing that divine faithfulness can sustain us even when human trust falters. Micah's lamentation mirrors the cries of our contemporary world. And I don't need to remind you that we are grappling with injustice, distrust, and moral decay. This passage challenges us to reflect on our societal contributions and personal responsibilities. It prompts us to seek justice, nurture trust, and anchor our faith in the unwavering trustworthiness of God. As we navigate the challenges of today, looking back to 2023 and looking forward to 2024, Micah's message serves as a timeless reminder that our actions matter, and the pursuit of justice, trust, and faithfulness can lead to the renewal of a community grounded in righteousness and anchored in the steadfast love of God. Gracious and merciful God, as we stand at the threshold of the closing year and the dawn of a new one, we bring before you the challenges and complexities of our world. In the echoes of Micah's lament, we recognize the need for justice, trust, and faithfulness. Grant us the wisdom to take personal accountability for our actions, contributing to a society founded on righteousness and guided by your love. As we move into the unknown of the coming year, may our trust be firmly grounded in you, the source of our constancy amidst the capriciousness of human dependability. We pray for renewal, restoration, and resilience, trusting that your guidance will lead us through the threshold of time. In your holy name we offer this prayer, seeking strength, justice, and faithfulness. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.